To another episode of Anything Goes with Anna Rose. What a joy, you guys. What a joy, what a delight, what excitement, what love that I have pouring out of my body into this. I was gonna say microphone. It is microphone. I was gonna say episode microphone, but I'm so excited to be back consistent with episodes. I just think I'll put that out there first and foremost for sure. I have a lot going on, which is the power and purpose of today's episode. Do you not have time, or is it just not a priority for you? Now, let us see how long this goes for. I have goals, absolutely, that I can do bite-sized episodes of 10 minutes, 15 minutes max, where I can serve the mamas, the busy corporate women, the individuals that don't maybe have 45 minutes to an hour to, you know, bite off my longer episodes. But what I wanted to say is the magic of consistency in showing back up to the podcast. You all have unbelievably responded, as you always so beautifully do, which I'm so grateful for. So thank you for all the shares, thank you for all the tags, thank you for all the listens and just referring people to the episodes. It's already growing, which is just beautiful. And your feedback on the episodes I've done so far for, I think it's only been two or three for 2023, have been incredible. So hi, hello. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon here in the Gold Coast where I live and record these episodes from. And it is such a pertinent conversation that I want to bring to you today, all around what I just said and the title of the episode. So, do you not have time, or is it just not a priority for you? So let us dive in. I honestly can't remember the year. So I don't know. In fact, if I really thought about it, I could pin it-ish. Maybe 2014, 2015. I could probably put it back to the first time I read The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, a book that is honestly one of, definitely the most read book. Is that how you say it? The book I've read the most in my life. I pick it up every time I'm about to launch something. I pick it up every time I'm moving through something, I'm going through something, I'm stretching, I'm growing. Because back in, it must have been 2015, a beautiful friend, Carmen, gifted me that book. I was building ferociously. I mean, I did for 8 years, but I was building ferociously in network marketing, crushing records, doing all the things. And she gifted me this book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, just in case I hit an upper limit. Now, I had never heard about upper limits. I've never understood upper limits. This is not what this episode is about. I will do a whole episode on Gay's theory of upper limits. But something else in the book really impacted me. Anyway, the whole book changed my life. Go and buy the book if you haven't already. I should get Gay on the podcast. But go and buy the book. But in the book, Gay talks about Einstein time. And he talks about how we come from the same infinite consciousness, essentially, that time itself comes from. And I loved that theory so much, right? I absolutely loved it. And he gives a lot of evidence, and he talks about examples whereby, if you think about it, you know, when you're with your lover and you're making passionate love, or you're with a new love and you are just enthralled in their energy, time disappears, right? Because it does. Time disappears. 5 hours feels like 10 minutes. I've experienced this recently. Like 5 hours can feel like 10 minutes, right? So Einstein time exists. We come from the same consciousness that time itself comes from. So, you know, and then he talks about how if you burn your hand on the stove, or if you are made to put your hand on the stove, say, very extreme, but brilliant example, 10 seconds on that stove with your hand pressed against pain feels like an eternity, would feel like an hour, right? And think about it. I can definitely use this example. Think about it when you're exercising. How many of us, when we're on the treadmill, say, I don't run on a treadmill, but if you're on the treadmill, you break down distances because it feels like it's never going to end. So it's like, oh my God, I've got 10 more minutes to go. Okay, that's 2 lots of 5s or 4 lots of 2s. Okay, and then you like break that down. Okay, there's like 4 30-second seconds in each, like da-da-da-da-da, right? You break it down because 10 minutes can honestly feel like an eternity. It's like, I can't even fathom. Versus 10 minutes of watching, say, one of your favorite shows, or 10 minutes of just pure present gratitude and giggles with a child feels like it's gone in the blink of an eye. So this is the theorem around Einstein time, that we really actually do control it. And the emphasis and the focus that we put on it is how time expands or contracts for us. And when I read that back in 2014, 2015, I fell madly, wholly, deeply in love with the theory and started to adopt it in my own life. And he goes on to say how, people that just are chill, that always seem to have all the time in the world and are relaxed with their time. Now, I want to pause it and say it for a minute. Like, it's not the people that are always just late and have no respect for time. That grinds my gears. That's definitely like, I respect time. I revere time. Like, I respect time so much, right? So I'm never late. I always respect other people's times. There's a difference between casual with time, like just feeling like time is infinite and expands, versus disrespecting time and other people's time. So pause, right? Let's go back. So his theorem is that some people that seem to always have an abundance of time, like, you know, you look at people and you go, how do you actually fit all that in, right? I get it all the time. It's more around like, how do you have energy to fit it all in? But my reflection back to that is because I have all the time in the world, right? Of course I can fit it all in because time expands for me. And so from that, I then started to understand this belief I adopted, pulled or around, you know, do you not have time, or is it just not a priority for you? Because we do, we have all of the time in the world, and time expands for us, not contracts, and we control time and how slow or fast we want it to go. Of course, there's exceptions to the rule, you know, days I can blink and it's 4 o'clock, but in saying that, I fit an inordinate amount in. And so I'm like, oh wow, the day's gone by in a flash, but fuck yeah, I've done so much. So do you not have time, or is it not a priority for you? So the way that I say this for women all of the time is, take it to any practice that you want to bring into your life. So whether it is fitness, whether it is business, whether it is relationships with your children, with your partner, whatever the thing is that you keep putting off, or you keep saying to it essentially, or what am I trying to say? You keep reflecting or deflecting to it, saying, I just don't have time. I cannot stand that saying, by the way. I cannot stand, I just don't have time. I just don't believe it's true. And I want to really honor parents, of course. I know some mothers are a bit triggered right now. Like, it's easy for you to say you don't have children. But let me say this. When I have a child or children, if I'm blessed, when I choose it, they will be the priority. So I will have all the time in the world because they become the priority for me. I'm 35 in actually 27 days. No. Oh my God, 17 days. I'm 35 in 17 days. And I have made a very conscious choice to not have children yet, right? Wasn't the right man that I was like, I don't think this is it. I don't think this is it. So, I wasn't sure. And I think we all know by now, I'm not the girl to do anything by halves, or like put a Band-Aid on it, or not face it, or not sit in a fire, right? So I've been very, very conscious in my decision to choose to not have children. Now, your choice, and I laugh all of the time when my girlfriends are like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, phenomenal. And they're like, we weren't trying. I'm like, did he come in you? Yeah. Babe, are you on contraception? No. Cool. So you were definitely trying, because that is trying. That's how babies are made, right? So I always laugh when people say, we weren't trying. It's like, no, maybe not very specifically consciously, but physically and scientifically you were. So I have made very conscious, specific decisions to not have children, is my point. However, when that time comes, and everything that I'm building right now is so when the time comes, I will still have all of the time in the world, because my priorities shift, and I'll own and honor that. Now, I'll have to grow through that. I'll have to sit in the fire with that. I'm going to have to stretch through that. It's going to be fucking hard in that. I honestly already anticipate, see it, hear it, know it from others. I also don't subscribe to other people's experiences. So it will be unique and beautiful for me. But that's the difference, right? So if you're already listening, my point is, if you're listening as a beautiful, incredible superwoman of a mother that's wrangling children or a child and other things, and you're like, no, it's easy for you to say because you don't have children. No, it's easy for me to say because we all come from where time exists itself. So we all have the choice to either choose to allow it to contract or expand. And the difference is, I know what my priorities are, and I own it and I'm confident in it. You may just be misaligned at the moment in not owning and choosing your own priorities, right? Oof, ouch. It can hurt to hear sometimes, right? So this is the point. So we can keep it pretty short, maybe, let's see. And it's as simple as this. Every single time I hear a woman say, or anyone around me, it's very rare in my world, but if I hear someone else and I hear, oh, I just don't have time for that, I'm like, cool, I'm going to stop you there. Do you not have time, or is it just not a priority for you? And then they'll typically go, oh, no, it's a priority for me. Of course it's fitness or my kids or whatever is a priority for me. And I'm like, cool. So then you'll find the time, you'll make the time. Because if it was sincerely a priority for you, you have all the time in the world. Point in case, for example, if you have children, if your child needs anything, like walks in at 10 o'clock at night and it's got a book club thing the next day or whatever, these, I see it all the time. These are like the statuses I always read. It's like, oh, fucking Sally told me like the night before she had a science project or something due. It's done. Miraculously, it is done, right? Because you prioritize it. It becomes an immediate and extreme and number one priority in your life. And the same energy and creation needs to exist for all decisions in your life, right? So for me, my days are, and weeks and months and years are consumed by beautifully and infinitely and with ease and grace, decision-making around what is a priority for me in each moment. And I can shift and pivot and it's easy. Now, like I said, at the moment, my priorities are absolutely the three companies that I'm building. So Self-Love School's been there since December 2020. And I'd put that on hold for a little while, right? As I built out the Awakened Woman, because the symbiotic relationship to it was intense. It was there. And I was like, I'm going to pause that. I'm going to start this. And that's not pause at all, the Awakened Woman. But whilst that's minting and selling out, now I'm moving into the utility and the empire and the company of the Awakened, so Tor Collective, the Awakened Woman Collective, which is the huge empire I'm building for the community and all of us, for inspiring women around the globe to move out of themselves. So I've got a lot going on, but that is my priority at the moment. And so I have to say no to a lot of things, which I'm exceedingly comfortable with, which I'm so grounded in. I know exactly when to say fuck yes. I know exactly when to say no, sorry, or fuck no, because I know what's a priority for me. And that is, and even to speak to, oh, I'm going to do a whole episode on this actually, dating. Dating is not a priority for me right now. Unless, like I've said, the absolute king comes along for sure. And I'll know because I'm working so hard on myself. So he'll only have access to, a man like that will only get access to my energy. So it's not shut down and shut off, because love is always my highest priority. But dating is not. Going on dates with guys that I just know are not not worthy of my time, but worthy of my time, or it's just not going to go anywhere. It's really just for sex, which I can get anywhere, anytime, and also don't do casual sex. So far would rather please myself. I'm just like, dating is not a priority. So the decisiveness and the certainty around getting clear on your priorities is your highest priority in your life, because that's where that rock solid yes comes from. And that's where that rock solid no comes from. And that's where those rock solid boundaries come from. And you become impenetrable and unfuckable with, because you know who you are, because you know what your priorities are. And then the saying, I don't have time, I just don't have time. No, sweetie, I don't have time for that, doesn't exist in your world, because you always have time, because you know what's a priority, so it gets prioritized. And so time does become limitless almost, and infinite in a sense, because you tap into the superpower of your own power, right? So try it on for size. Think about something in your life at the moment that is actually a priority, right? So it could be fitness. I always use it because it's, if you don't have your health, you've got absolutely fucking nothing, right? So if I can get a woman's health and vitality and movement up, she can change her life. So think about fitness for a second, and everything else that is going on, kids, babies, newborn, whatever else is going on, business, divorce, done that. Yeah, I get it, right? Other than kids, it's all going on for you. I get it. But if fitness and health is actually a priority for you, but you keep saying this bullshit excuse of, I don't have time, you just don't have management of your priorities well enough. And all you've got to do is look at your life, get clearer on your priorities. And if you've got kids, surprise, they're pretty much your number one. You're actually your number one priority. I really believe in this. And then your kids are your priority. And then XYZ, and then list it out. Then what else? What else is a priority? And from there, they become your yeses and they become your nos. So in the morning, maybe what you're doing right now, like a sleep is so important. Everyone should be getting sleep, but whatever else you're filling your day and gaps with, like maybe you're saying yes to other play groups or friends that actually drain you when you catch up and aren't really serving your highest good. And what would have served your highest good in that time in between instead was actually a workout, or was actually working on that business that's been pulling at your heart and soul for years that you keep saying you don't have time for, which is simply bullshit. So my invitation is to ban the words, I don't have time for that, and instead start saying, it's just not a priority for me right now. Or that's a priority for me right now. So for me, everyone's like, how are you fitting it in? It's a priority. It's my highest priority. And I absolutely love it. And I'm thriving in it. Feel that energy. And then watch me online. It's the truth, right? Because I'm so clear as my North Star on my priorities. Now, I've said this often, and I want to speak into it if you're a mother, it's like sometimes I know women need, you do not need permission, but here's some anyway in case. Because I'm always going to use my life as a living embodiment of an example of my truth. And if that inspires, perfect. If that motivates, how humbling. But for me, again, my season right now that you're watching, if you are watching me online, is, I call it empire building. I am absolutely in the greatest, most incredible, most lit up, most soulfully purposeful season of my life. I've never felt like this. I've never been motivated like this. I've never been driven like this. I've never been so on point ever, right? Life is just, everything is open. I'm just a receiving vessel essentially to life. It's beautiful. But I am absolutely rock solid in the fact that my priority, my highest priority right now, other than my health, is my empire building. However, I am so aware that the next season, and so in my empire building, I got rock solid and clear, and I'm going to do a separate episode on this, on the woman I want to become in this. I'm always on that path, right? That's the whole ethos of Self-Love School, helping women reclaim their brilliance and their power and their voice and everything in between, but allowing their becoming, So helping them identify as a woman who loves herself unconditionally and what comes along with that, which is her greatest becoming and liberation, right? And so I'm in that work all of the time myself. And so in this season for me of growth and fun, and there is some, I never say hustle, but there's work. Like I'm out here working, ladies, and I'm loving it. I am. It is easy. It is full of grace. It is full of passion. It is full of fire, but I am working. Don't get it twisted. And that is my season. And that is my highest priority. But like I said, because I'm aware of my next priority as well, which is love and a kid, right? Kids are my king. That's what I'm saying. That's the next season after this. So knowing that as well, knowing that's a priority to come. So I'm going to switch it for you, because I speak to women all day, every day in my inbox and emails about this and questions and all the things. So right now my season is empire building, but I know my next season after that is my king and my kids for sure. Okay. But in this season, understanding my priorities and having all of the time in the world for it, allowing that to get better and better and allowing that to expand. I'm also building these empires with the knowledge that what my next season is. So if you ask anyone in my inner circle at the moment, in terms of like business, the hires that I'm making, the conversations I'm having with my business manager, Kel, Jess, the manufacturing queen, who, you know, it's only going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and more. Everything I'm building with the knowledge and the systems that I will have autonomy and freedom. Now, not like in saying that, I'm not saying that I'll remove myself. I'll never remove myself. This is my soul's work. This is my life's work, what I'm building right now. But I don't want to be the woman that, like Arianna Huffington, I remember reading her book Thrive, passes out at her desk and splits her head open and almost bleeds out. No one's there, right? Because she's burned out and working 70-hour weeks. That will never, ever be me. I will always be a woman who believes and does have it all, because I make it so and so it is, right? But in having it all, I build with heart. I build with freedom. I build with my values driving me and my highest priorities met, right? This is so important. Okay, because I'm going to get to you as potentially a mom, because I know so many listen to me. So I'm building this empire right now, knowing that that's my priority. So I always have time is my point. People go, how do you have time though? I always have time. I know my priorities. I always have time. I've always got time to work out. I've got time to swim. I've got time to run. I've got time to lift. I've got time. Hey, I've got time to see my girlfriends. My relationships with them are also one of my highest priorities. Their kids are one of my highest priorities always. But always knowing what's important to you, which just comes from a values-driven place as well. So knowing my next focus, so my priority will be my king and my kids. I'm building this priority right now, this empire, to make sure it supports and nourishes me in the next season too. So I'm not going to get to that. I'm not going to get through this season burned out, work to my fucking death. I'm not radiant, with no vitality, like stressed, completely relied upon, completely dependent on. Let me tell you, the hires I'm making, I'm taking my time with this because I'm making it very clear. I'm saying to everyone, I am not the bottleneck. So I am not the ticker offer. I will not be approving things. Like, I'm hiring you in your zone of genius, because you better fucking, like, you will be in your zone of genius. So you're better than me at what I'm hiring you for. So you don't need me to approve shit. You've got control, and like, you're the queen of that area and that zone in this empire, right? So when the time comes, like I said, when I get to that point where I meet the king and we're cruising along and then kids are coming and all of the things, boss babe Barbie. I am a boss babe Barbie, and I will always have my empires, and I'll grow them until fucking insane success. But then in that next season, I'm so beautifully and softly and surrenderedly acutely aware that I will want and will make my first priority the child that I'm raising. That will have to be my priority. I will want that, right? The king that I will have attracted and want in the home and want, like, just want to grow with. And so understanding that and softening, and like I said, that'll be a journey unto itself, but softening into that and owning that that becomes my priority I can't wait. And that's what so many of you are in right now. I literally had like 10 conversations last night in DMs. I was like reading my messages, trying to reply to everyone. And I do my best, guys. Okay. I do my best. But everyone's watching my journey at the moment. They're like, fuck, I'm so inspired. I'm so lit up. Da, da, da. And then some will go, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm a mom and I'm just in this crazy season with my kids. I'm like, be in that season then. Let that be your season. It's beautiful that that's your season. And they are your highest. If they're young, let them, if you want them to be, get a nanny if you don't. Fuck it. I am so, whoever you are, whatever you want, do it. No one can tell you what is right or wrong, good or bad for you and you alone, right? So I'm not saying be a mum, you have to be a mum. No, if you still want to stay in your priority and season of like being a bad bitch, I honor you, sister. Get the nanny. Do whatever you need to do. Call that in. Claim it, queen. Go for it. But I'm just saying for the women, and even I know myself, when I hit that season, I'll be the visionary CEO of my empires, but I'll drop in and have such rock solid systems and staff that I'm not required in the day-to-days of the business. I'll bring in the vision. I'll bring in the everything, like the energy, the vision, the ideas. And then they go, they run it, they go, they're like, everything is just smooth and beautiful and easy because I've set it up so, and so it is, right? So for me, when I'm in the king and kids season, it will be, I want to prioritize them. I want to prioritize that family unit, growing the empire of the home, the kingdom of the home. That's going to be a thing for me. So permission is what I'm saying is if right now you're saying, I don't have time for health, by the way, is still 100% going to be my highest priority with the kids and the king, still me as the most important. But if you are trying to juggle a business or a side hustle or something right now, and it feels hard and you're pushing because you feel like it's taking time away from your kids or whatever else, and you keep feeling what you are saying, I just don't have time, I just don't have time, change your language and see if instead saying it's just not a priority for me feels better. Because here's the thing, if you say that and there's resistance in your body, it's not true. It actually is a fucking priority for you. So make the time, find the time, get clearer on your priorities, and that you will find the time. You will make it work, right? I'm telling you this as fundamental scientific truth. If, however, you are a mum in a season, say, and you are trying to juggle lots of hats and like you're trying to do the side hustle thing and this, that, and the other, and you're saying like, I just don't have time. I just don't have time. And you actually then go to say, you know what? It's just not a priority for me. And you feel relief. Well, then honey, you've got your answer. Let it expand. Let it get better. Reorder your own priorities as a mother in your home and for your children, and let that be the season. Give yourself permission that is in fact your greatest priority right now. And that is perfectly okay, is my point. But until you get clear on what is and what is not a priority for you, you are never going to feel like you do have time because you are working against it and contracted to it, right? The minute you get clear on what is a priority in your life, time expands, time opens up. Point in case, today, the perfect example is today for me. I have so much on my plate, including recording this episode, putting it straight up. And I got to do all these hires. I'm going through all of these amazing applicants. I'm with 100 other things on my plate, which is all to do with the three companies, which is so easy. But then I remembered a very significant person in my life has a birthday tomorrow, and they're very important to me. And birthdays are like making my friends and people, my inner circle, feel loved and seen is one of my highest priorities. And I had this idea for their birthday and that I was going to do. And I was like, fuck, it's tomorrow. And I've got to go get photos printed. I've got to go get a plaque that I've got to go and do all this stuff. It didn't stress me out. I can't explain it. I was like, easy. Like easy. I was like, I'll find the time. I looked at the clock. And I was like, oh my God, it was only like 2:00. I was like, it's 2:00. I've got like 8 hours to do the rest of what I have to do. This is insane. I've got so much time. But prior to even trying to fit that in or having that to add to the to-do list of today, which today is crazy, it already felt full. I was like, oh, there's no way that I can do anything else. And the moment that popped up, because relationships of my inner circle are such a priority for me, it was easy. It was like, yes, I can absolutely fit that in, right? Whereas for a lot of people as well, if that's not a priority or that is a priority, but you've got so many other areas where you're living out of alignment because you're doing things that are not a priority, when something like this comes along, it still feels like stretchy. It still feels like you never have enough time because you're trying to fit it in a misaligned way. Okay. So the invitation is simple language change. From this day forth, right now, I want you to start saying, it's just not a priority for me. Instead of, I don't have time. Because if it is not true, if you say it's just not a priority for me, and you feel, like I said, you feel resistance in your body, like, oh, that's not true, then you've got your answer. You actually know it is a priority. And so you will find and make the time, and life will start to get, you will start putting that as more of a priority from this day henceforth, and life will expand and open up for you, right? But if you say it, it's just not a priority for me right now, and it feels good, it's like, oh, fuck, that feels so good, then you've got your answer. And time expands because you're saying no to more things, as you should be, because they're not a priority for you. And so with that, that is the work. That is the lesson. That is the invitation. And that is the language change I'm inviting you into today. You'll see me talk about it all the time on Instagram. I'm like, remember, guys, I have all the time in the world because I come from where time itself exists and it is always a priority for me. And so with that, I say goodbye until the next episode. I shouldn't say what I like may talk about, but I probably will talk about, I will do it for you, but I will talk about not my personal journey with dating. Not yet. it's more about protecting others, right? I just never want to, obviously I would never say names, but, I'll never talk about personals. We'll never say never, actually. I'll start giving them nicknames and begin. But what I will do is talk about the dating journey in your mid-30s, having been in a marriage / relationship for 15 years, and then what that looks like, feels like, smells like. It's fun, right? And what it looks like now for me, 2 years into my divorce and separation, like 6 months, I think, out of my last relationship, and about that, and then core wounds. I will go deep. We'll go long. We'll go deep. We'll go hard. So that will be the next episode. That'll be next week. Tune in. But for now, your invitation is stop saying I don't have time and start saying it's not a priority for me instead. If you love this episode, please tag me. I want to see all your breakthroughs. I love seeing you where you're listening to it, on the bus, not in the shower, that's where I listen to mine. Most of you listen to it when you're walking and I get the tags, which I love. So if you love it, share it. If you have a breakthrough, share it. If you start to adapt this in your life and create some new priorities, tell me. I love learning how you are shifting and changing your own life. So until next episode, I love you. I believe in you. Trust yourself, back yourself, and love yourself, and let life just get better and better.